somebody who certainly doesn't think putting a cap on gold prices is a good idea is the CEO of the New South Wales Minerals Council, Stephen Gallaty, who joins me now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Richard.
I mentioned on Friday the email that you sent out, headline, price cap on coal should be rejected. Why, in your opinion, should it be rejected, Stephen?
Well, it won't work, Richard. We just heard the Treasurer talking about a $600 a tonne price for coal. Look, it's a shame that people are using that number because it's not actually the price that is paid for coal in New South Wales. That's the price that's paid for our high-quality export coal that's sent to our customers overseas. The price that's paid for coal here in New South Wales is much, much lower than that. On average, it's around $100 or less a tonne. In some cases, it's slightly higher, where coal has been bought in small quantities on the spot market. But it's very misleading for people to be using this $600 figure because it's just not true. And it's quite concerning if the same people are the ones setting energy policy in this state and in this country, because it suggests that they don't really understand the facts about an industry that they're making decisions about. The coal being sold right now in New South Wales is being sold at a significant discount to any of those high prices that are being quoted. And the spot price that the coal is being sold at in New South Wales right now is at roughly the same level it was before the war in Ukraine. So capping those already low prices and pushing them down a little bit lower is not going to have any material impact on the cost of coal-fired power in New South Wales. But what it's going to do is force coal producers to deliver that coal at a loss at a time when our production costs have been going up, including in particular for our diesel fuel. It's going to force producers to operate at a loss. It's going to potentially trigger significant commercial compensation claims. It's going to cost royalties for the New South Wales government, and it may end up costing jobs in the Hunter, because there's at least one producer in the Hunter that relies very heavily on supplying domestic coal into the local coal-fired power station. So okay. It's a dumb policy, Richard. It's not going to work to reduce electricity prices. And it's driven largely by politicians who I think need to be seen to be doing something rather than actually doing something that's going to effectively bring prices down.
All right. You're saying there's one miner that might be adversely affected, but all the others are still making a fortune exporting their coal, Stephen. Would that be a fair comment? And maybe they could afford to take a bit less for the stuff they're selling within Australia, given that they're making a fortune out of the coal they're exporting?
Well, some of that coal provided in New South Wales right now is being provided at cost or below cost already, and it's being provided in most cases on existing contracts. So it's true that the export price of coal has risen this year, but it wasn't that long ago that it was at $50 a tonne and the producers were losing money. And the spot prices on export coal are coming down as well. So there has been a short-term spike in that global coal market driven by the war in Ukraine and other factors. But ultimately, those prices are falling as well. So, yes, the coal being exported is being exported at a higher price, and that is generating better business conditions for that part of the coal market. But here in New South Wales, it's being supplied generally at lower prices, potentially at cost or lower, and definitely at a significant discount to any of the global coal prices that are being quoted to justify this policy.
All right. So you're saying that putting a price cap on domestic coal sales is going to have a bugger all impact on the price of electricity?
Well, I can't see how it's going to work. I mean, we can't get any detail out of the federal or state governments either on what they're actually proposing. I mean, we just heard the Treasurer in New South Wales saying he doesn't know what price cap is being considered by the federal government. And we've been trying to seek details from the Commonwealth and the state government on these proposals for the last week or so, and indeed longer than that in the case of New South Wales, because the New South Wales Energy Minister actually floated this policy idea a few weeks ago. So we've been trying to get details on why they think this would work and trying to explain why we don't think that it will. We're very happy to sit down with them. I don't think there's been one meaningful conversation between either of those governments and any of the major coal producers about how this might work and what it might mean. So they're making these decisions and they're pontificating on these policies in a bit of a vacuum in relation to relevant information and detail about what's going on in the real world. And that should be concerning for everyone, because what we're going to end up with is a and a bundle of policies potentially this week, driven by politicians who feel like they need to act rather than actually some considered, you know, policies with some careful thought behind them that are going to actually drive energy prices down.
All right. Well, do you have any suggestions as to how energy prices could be driven down?
Well, the governments at state and federal level have been warned for years about what will happen if you drive electricity supply out of the market in this country before reliable supply is there to replace it. And it's self-evident that as coal-fired power stations around the country, including here in New South Wales, are being shut down, that is driving a shortage of reliable baseload supply at times when we need it. That's also been compounded by the failure of governments, including here in New South Wales, to develop new gas supply. And renewable energy coming into the grid is making great strides, and we're involved and part of that transition, and that will happen. But pushing it too quickly and forcing reliable power that works now out of the grid before new generation capacity is ready is causing peaks in power prices at various times of the day, and that is overall influencing the average price that people are paying. So the problem is not a shortage of coal. There's plenty of coal, and it's being supplied to the generators at a significant discount to the global prices now. The problem is a shortage of electricity generation at times when it is needed, when other sources of generation are not able to supply that electricity.
Okay. All right. On a different tack, but we're still talking about coal. Obviously, you're aware of the allegations made by Andrew Wilkie, the independent federal MP. He alleges coal exporters are paying bribes and using fraudulent lab results to sell coal. He says that a coal executive had handed him thousands of pages of documents that allegedly revealed coal companies in Australia were using fraudulent quality reports for their exports. I'm wondering if you've actually seen any of these, these documents, if they'd been handed to you as well, Stephen?
I haven't seen any detail in relation to any of those matters, but I do know that they have been investigated, and those specific allegations are being looked at by the federal government. But it should be remembered that's in the context of a system that is very robust, that involves sampling and testing of coal at the mine, when it's put on a train, when it gets to port, and often when it gets to the end customer as well. Our customers aren't silly. They know what they're paying for, and they're going to make sure that they get it. And this has been happening. This robust testing system has been happening for many, many years, and it's helped build up our reputation as a reliable supplier of high-quality coal to our export customers over decades. So I don't know the detail of those allegations. I understand that they have been investigated. But the system of coal testing here in New South Wales and in Australia is very robust. It's respected by our customers, and it has helped us develop our reputation as a reliable supplier of that high-quality export coal over an extended period of time.
My guest is Stephen Galilee, the CEO of the New South Wales Minerals Council. The Queensland Minerals Council are investing $30 million in an advertising campaign to counter the increase in royalties. And I think it's in Queensland they're going to jump from 15%, I think it's 15 to 40% for all coal sold over $400 a tonne. What's the percentage paid here in New South Wales, Stephen? What's the royalty?
It's around 8%, Richard, which is comparable to most of our global coal export competitors around the world. What they've done in Queensland is significantly increased their coal royalty rates. They've hit the industry with that massive new tax. They've damaged the investment reputation, not just of the coal sector in Queensland, but for other resources and for other commodities as well. They've potentially put investment in other export sectors like potentially hydrogen and others at risk. They're going to ultimately cost jobs up there. It's a dangerous path for governments to consider. Here in New South Wales, our royalty rates are already delivering record royalty returns for the New South Wales government due to the higher prices that we've seen recently. So the system is working to deliver more returns for the people of New South Wales when prices go up. And we would be very, very concerned of any move to do something in New South Wales similar to Queensland, because it would damage our economy, it would damage our industry, and it would ultimately cost jobs, including in Hunter coal mining communities.
Right. And did you get up yesterday early in the morning to watch the Socceroos, Stephen?
I do. I've got a 16-year-old son who wanted me to watch it, but I've also got two other young children who would make sure that I was up by them as well. So I was absolutely up and watching it, and it was a great match, and they abided to the finish, and
it was
just terrific to see.
All right. Really appreciate the time this morning, Stephen. Have a good day. Thanks for having a chat. Stephen Galilee, the CEO of the New South Wales Minerals Council, dead set against any increase in taxes or a cap on coal prices for domestic use here in New South Wales. It's an interesting conversation, I dare say. So we're going to be hearing more about that this week.